You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Phillies reporter, Todd Zielecki. And Todd, the trade deadline has come and gone, and very different from a year ago. The Phillies end up staying quiet. It's something that you had talked a lot about, I think, over the last month, the fact that this team didn't feel like it had to make any moves. There were no players that had to get dealt before, you know, to get something back in return. The one guy that it seemed like the rumors continued to kind of swirl around, maybe till the end, was Jeremy Hellickson. But nothing ever seemed to really be developing around Hellickson. At the end of the day, was it just teams weren't offering enough for Hellickson, or did the Phillies just decide, hey, we want this guy on our roster the rest of the year?
Well, I definitely think it was more of the Phillies did not like the return that they were necessarily getting for Jeremy Hellickson, because while certainly, you know, having Jeremy Hellickson in the rotation now and possibly in the future is beneficial, I don't think if you talk to anybody in the front office candidly, they would say that was their end game, because they would just come out and say, listen, we love Jeremy Hellickson. We'll have to be totally blown away to trade him. It certainly was not that situation. So, but that said, I was definitely surprised that he was not traded. I think there are some risks in not trading him, you know, going in the next season. His stock might never be higher than it is right now. And, you know, most importantly, as well as he is pitched and as good as he is in the clubhouse, I don't think Matt Quintat looks at Jeremy Hellickson as a piece of this team's future, you know, 2-3 years down the road when they're competitive again.
Yeah, and I was a little surprised just by the fact that you saw what the price was for starting pitching, what other teams gave up for Matt Moore and Drew Pomerantz. The Red Sox parted with a high-end, really their best pitching prospect at the time. You saw for that starting role, really good prospects going the other way, but maybe Jeremy Hellickson just didn't fit that in other teams' minds, in that they were willing to part ways with them. And then the Phillies have to be honest with themselves, I think, and say, hey, look what other teams are getting for their starting pitching. We don't want to get ripped off here.
Well, yeah. Certainly, if they were totally lowballed and you know, given some middling double-A reliever that, you know, is a one-in-a-million shot to be a mop-up guy in the big leagues, yeah, then it makes no sense to trade Jeremy Hellickson. But, you know, the interesting thing is I think what the Phillies were judging all the talent that they were being offered to was based off a potential draft pick if they make him a qualifying offer after the season. And I would say right now it's almost a lock that they make him a qualifying offer. So the Phillies were looking at it like this. If we make Jeremy Hellickson a qualifying offer, we're almost positive that he's going to reject it, and he's going to sign a multi-year contract with another team. And if that happens, if he rejects a qualifying offer and signs elsewhere, the Phillies will get a compensation pick between the first and second round. So the Phillies were looking at it going, okay, we need to get talent in return that is equivalent to, say, the 35th overall pick in next year's draft, which I understand, it makes sense. But the big difference there, in my opinion, is there's a prospect, obviously, is much further along in his professional career. He's easier to project. A draft pick, while valuable, is still just a draft pick. I mean, how many times do you see first-rounders flame out, second-rounders flame out, you know, and a late, you know, 20th-round pick becomes a superstar? So it's definitely a gamble on the Phillies' part to maybe hold out for something what they consider to be better than a compensation pick. Again, knowing that a prospect is, in my opinion, more valuable because he's closer to the big leagues, he's got a longer track record, and that pick is definitely a risk.
Yeah, I guess the pressure then falls on the scouting department now to, hey, you got to capitalize on this compensation pick that they should be getting. All right, so you have to then look ahead to the rest of the season, and obviously there's a lot of players that are kind of knocking on the door for this Phillies team, Todd, and you'd think at some point we're going to see some of them. I think the quote, though, from Matt Klentak was, there's a decent chance we'll see prospects the rest of the way, which I thought was funny. But, I mean, J.P. Crawford, Nick Williams, Jake Thompson, there's guys down there. In your mind, does one of those jump out as the first guy that could get the call?
Well, what's actually even more interesting about Klentak's comment is he used it in the singular. He said, I expect there might be I fully expect a prospect, a first-time big league prospect will be called up at some point. He didn't say prospects, which has me wondering. So I think if it might just be one guy, I think it's going to be Jake Thompson, because you know they're monitoring Vince Velasquez's innings this season. Aaron Nola has really struggled. So Zach Eflin, they might want to cut back to protect his arm. So they might try to stretch those guys out a little bit or protect those guys and call up Jake Thompson at some time. So I still think that Jake Thompson is going to get a promotion. He's by far the most worthy of a promotion of all of the Phillies' top prospects. He has pitched. He has been absolutely ridiculously good over his last 8 or 9 starts, an ERA of about 1.5, maybe even a shade under that. And Nick Williams and J.P. Crawford are the other two guys you mentioned, and fans ask me about these guys all the time. Now, the feeling I get is that J.P. Crawford, let me put it this way. I still think both of them have a good shot to be called up in September, but I would not be surprised at all if Crawford is not called up before the end of the season. You look at his numbers in AAA, he hasn't exactly warranted the promotion at this point. His OPS is around 680. He's hit a lot better in his last 40 games, but he's still one of the youngest players in AAA. They're in a pennant race right now. So reading between the lines, Klentak said yesterday, there is a lot of developmental value in some young players going through a postseason run, even if it is in AAA and not getting big league experience. So, again, I think Thompson is, if I had to put money on it right now, I'd say Jake Thompson is going to get promoted. Not so sure about Nick Williams and J.P. Crawford. Crawford's numbers aren't that good. I think Nick Williams, they like to see him cut down the strikeouts a little bit, show a little bit better plate discipline, maybe walk a little bit more. So those guys, while they've been okay, they haven't clearly said, you guys would be crazy not to promote me like Jake Thompson has.
You do see from time to time a nucleus of prospects that kind of comes up through a system together and kind of wins at every level. And they learn how to win, and then they're able to kind of take that with them. So certainly some value there. I would think that if Hellickson had been dealt, Jake Thompson would kind of be a lock to come up maybe sooner rather than later, right? But now that Hellickson's there, changes things.
Yeah, now that Hellickson's there, you kind of wonder how it's going to work out. And I think I'm just throwing this out there. If something would happen to Velasquez, if something would happen to Nola, say Nola's scheduled to pitch Wednesday night against San Francisco. If he goes out and he struggles, maybe they, give him another break like he had earlier this season before the All-Star break. Or if Velasquez, they want to watch his innings and Thompson comes up. So I think they're going to try to find a way to monitor Thompson's innings so he can pitch later in the season, and also monitor these other guys to make sure that Thompson can fit in.
This is an important couple of months for Alter, and he's back obviously healthy and back hitting. Another big night on Tuesday, 3-for-5 with 5 RBIs. That a start against Madison Bumgarner for the Giants. For a guy that missed so much time, how important are these next 2 months for him, just and the team, I guess, to know exactly what they have?
They're very, very important. I know he's, obviously Aaron is trying to downplay it, saying, listen, I'm not trying to, make up for lost time. I can only do what I do, which is actually a good attitude to have. You don't want him going out there trying to swing out of his shoes and trying to do too much, and the next thing you know, it's late September, and he's hitting 215 with 3 home runs and, 6 RBIs or something like that. So the fact that he's kind of taking that attitude into it, I think, is great. But he really has an excellent opportunity to assert himself into the outfield picture for 2017. And what I like about Aaron Altherr, and I'm not 100% sold that he's going to be an everyday player yet. He doesn't have a large enough sample size in the big leagues to show that. But what he gives you, he's a great athlete. He can run. He can play great defense. He's got a good arm. He can hit for some power. He can hit for some average. Nobody in the Phillies outfield right now can do that. Odubel Herrero's got a great hit tool. He's got a little bit of pop. You have Cody Ashton and Tyler Goodell in left field. You have Peter Borges in right field. Aaron Altherr, I'm not saying he is this guy yet, but he kind of reminds me a little bit of Jason Worth in terms of the overall tool package, athlete package, a guy that can do a bit of everything. And if he can even come close to becoming something like Jason Worth was for the Phillies, 3, 4, 5 years ago, the Phillies will be thrilled.
Great stuff as always, Todd. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Phillies edition. For Todd Zalecki, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.